नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 17। त्यक्त्वा सत्वधर्मं चरणाम्बुजं हरेर् भजन्न पक्को अथ पते ततो तत् ततो यदि यत्र क्व वा भद्र ममु वा भद्रम् अभूत् अमुष्य किम् को वार्थ आप्तो भजतां स्वधर्मः धर्मतः त्यक्त्वा स्वधर्मं चरणाम्बुजं हरे भजन्न पक्वोत पतेत ततो यदि यत्र क्व वा भद्रम् अभूत् अमुष्य किम् को वार्ता अप्तो भजतं स्वधर्मतः त्यक्त्वा
having
4 seconds
स्वधर्मम्
one's own occupational engagement
चरणाम्बुजम्
the lotus feet
हरे
of Hari
the Lord
भजन
in the course of devotional service
अपक्वः
immature
अथ
for the matter of
पतेत
falls down
ततः
from that place
यदि
if
यत्र
whereupon
क्व
what sort of
वा
or
अभद्रम्
unfavorable
अभूत
shall happen
अमुष्य
of him
किम
nothing
कह वा अर्थः
what interest
अप्तः
obtained
अभजताम्
of the non-devotee
स्वधर्मतः
being engaged in occupational service
translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada
Jai Srila Prabhupada
one who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. Please repeat. One who has forsaken
his material occupations
to engage
in the devotional service of the Lord
may sometimes fall down
while in an immature stage in white and immature stage.
Yet, there is no danger.
There is no danger
of his being unsuccessful.
Of his being unsuccessful.
On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged
in occupational duties,
does not gain anything. What? As far as the duties of mankind are concerned, there are innumerable duties. Every man is duty bound not only to his parents, family members, society, country, humanity, other living beings, the devatas, etc., but also to the great philosophers, poets, scientists, etc. It is enjoined in the scriptures that one can relinquish all such duties and surrender unto the service of the Lord. So if one does so and becomes successful in the discharge of his devotional service unto the Lord, it is well and good. But it so happens sometimes that one surrenders himself unto the service of the Lord by some temporary sentiment, and in the long run, due to so many other reasons, he falls down from the path of service by undesirable association. There are so many instances of this in the histories. Bharat Maharaj was obliged to take his birth as a stag due to his intimate attachment to a stag. He thought of this stag when he died. As such, in the next birth, he became a stag, although he did not forget the incident of his previous birth. Similarly, Chitraketu also fell down due to his offense at the feet of Shiva. But in spite of all this, the stress is given here to surrendering unto the lotus feet of the Lord, even if there is a chance of falling down. Because even though one falls down from the prescribed duties of devotional service, he will never forget the lotus feet of the Lord. Once engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, one will continue the service in all circumstances. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that even a small quantity of devotional service can save one from the most dangerous position. There are many instances of such examples in history. Ajamila is one of them. Ajamila in his early life was a devotee, but in his youth he fell down. Still he was saved by the Lord at the end. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Tyaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Hare Bhajanna Pakpo Pate tato yadi Yatrakva va bhadram abhut amushakim Ko vartha apto bhajatam sva dharmatah. One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. This is a very favorite shloka of Srila Prabhupada. He has quoted this many times in different purports, different commentaries. He always stresses on this. Because we see in our society, especially in ISKCON society, lot of, almost all I would say, devotees who are full-time devotees, as we call them, and left all their other occupations. You know, they were all students, engineers, software scientists, lawyers, doctors, whatever. So they just left that so-called duties, you know, like, because that is, problem is again, you know, people think that duty means to make money. That's the only thing they think about, you know. To make enough money so that they can take care of themselves and they can take care of their families. Family is an additional, when you get married, then the family comes as an additional thing. Or even if when you're a bachelor, then you have to take care of your parents and so. Everything boils down to money. But here Narada has lived different. He's talking about, of course, I mean, in a way he's talking of the same duties what we are talking, you know, like taking care of the families, and you know, Prabhupada gives a big list here. Family members, parents, society, country, humanity, other living beings, the devatas, you know, then also he talks about great philosopher, poet, scientist, etc. Everybody, because they give us, whoever gives us something, we are indebted. And actually when we are born, we are already indebted to so many people. Our forefathers, our father, the devatas, you know, who control all these different requirements. So we have to pay to them. But when we surrender to the Charanambujam Hare, the lotus feet of the Lord, then you don't have to worry about anything else. You know? You don't have to worry about your duties, because this becomes your prime duty. In fact, the only duty. So what happens in while doing that, we see that devotees fall down. Devotees, or some bloop, as we call them. Or even if they are still in the society, they are not carrying out what they are supposed to be doing. It's sort of, I would say, what we do is generally we compromise. We compromise with the situation. We try to adjust things, you know, because we have to run the show. Sometimes it is, you have to live up with so many things. So many, you know, we know that certain devotees are not performing their devotional duties, but they are doing their other duties. So sometimes the temple managements have to overlook that, but as an ideal situation, everybody should be engaged totally. You know, when Prabhupada was there was no question of devotees doing here and there, and you know, like everybody was in the ashram and everybody was just distributing books and doing everything which is part of the service. As times have changed, you know, because of maintenance and then families and so on, then devotees started moving out. So from a temple-centered society, it has become a family-centered society, you know, mostly. There are temples, of course. People come to the temple occasionally on 1 week, 1 day in a week or 2 times in a week, and depending, you know. But the point is that even if there is a fall down, still that whatever little you have done will not go waste. Prabhupada quotes 2.40. Krishna says that a little progress on this path, a little service on this path will not go waste. And he tells Arjuna, you should not fear. Have no fear about this, that things will be lost. In other words, this all goes into your Sukruti account. Sukruti account is whatever you do in connection to Krishna goes in your Sukruti, not in your piety account, you know, like not Punya. Punya is material. Sukruti is transcendental devotion. It all goes in that, and that is why it is never lost. Prabhupada giving the example of Ajamil. He was a devotee, then he fell in love with some prostitute, and you know, then the whole thing changed for him. But at the end of the life, but there is no guarantee. We can't take it like that, oh, Ajamil happened like that, so we should also do that. I have done chanting for 3 years. I've done some devotional service, now let me get out. At the end, I will again manage, you know. Because the point is, we don't know where we'll be taking our last breath, in what situation. We may not have the facility like Ajamil, because his name was Narayan, his son was Narayan. And nowadays we are keeping our son's name as, you know, Bunty, Pinku, like that. So there is a question of, hardly very few people stick to the old, you know, that's why, especially in India, all the names of the children were on God's name, you know, because after Ajamil did that, Ajamil got that, and they, when they read that, they say, at least let me do this. And so they continue doing what they are doing. But what happens in that case? On the other hand, a non-devotee, a bhakta, a bhajatam means who is not doing bhajan, who is not doing devotional service. If he is engaged in his own duties, Narada says, he doesn't get anything. People will say, how? I don't agree. I get a lot. I get my $65 an hour or $9 an hour, depending on where you are working. I have my children. I have my family. So this again reminds of the same Indra story, you know, that Indra is in the gutter and, you know, he's enjoying one lifetime, you know, he came as a pig. And he's saying, oh, when Brahma offers him, let's go back. He says, why, what you're talking? I'm so happy here. Look at my family, nice piglets, you know. We are living in, right now you come and we have dinner time. Look at our food, such wonderful food we have. So, the point is, somehow or the other, engage in devotional service. Start with baby steps. But don't remain baby steps, you know. The people start with baby steps and then remain at baby steps for the rest of their life, you know. Like, people go in front of the Lord, you know, in the morning when they take their bath and all, before going to office, they just stand. Some people light one incense or not even that, you know, just do it. And then they say, oh, he's such a nice devotee. That's okay, that's not bad, but like, you know, you are indulging in 23 hours and 55 minutes in something else, which is non-productive from the point of view of devotional service. So, very nice shloka, and it reminds us that as far as possible we should not fall down. But for some, like Prabhupada says, by bad association. So, what is the solution? Avoid bad association. At least there's much discrimination every human being has. If you don't know who's bad, at least take help of others who know. So, I'd like to stop here. If any question is there, we can take it up. Do you have any question? No? Okay. So, we'll meet again tomorrow. श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।